This is Weekend Edition Sunday. I'm John Lawrence, and yesterday the Atlanta March for Social Justice and Women went from the Center for Civil and Human Rights in downtown Atlanta to the state capitol. WABE's LEU was there and has this report.
Tens of thousands of people descended onto downtown Atlanta despite pouring rain and thunderstorms early Saturday afternoon. It was a sea of colors in front of the Center for Civil and Human Rights as people brought handwritten signs, some wrapped in plastic, for the rain. Suzette Hearn of Lilburn came with her daughter, Anne, wearing bright pink knitted hats with cat ears.
They're called pussy hats. I've knitted six of them, actually.
Hearn says the pink hats that some others in the crowd also wore were to represent women's empowerment.
And I think it's important to be ever vigilant because you can so easily lose your rights.
Other signs alluded to President Trump's recorded boasting about groping women, though Trump has denied accusations of sexual assault. One sign held by a young girl read, "Keep your tiny hands off my rights." As the rain cleared, speakers began to rally the crowd, including Congressman John Lewis, who was greeted with chants of District 5, which he represents.
I tell you, you look good. You look beautiful, you look handsome, you look strong, and you're ready to agitate.
Lewis told the crowd they couldn't afford to be silent, to use their actions to bring about change.
We're gonna send a message. I know something about marching.
Lewis this month challenged President Trump's legitimacy because of questions about Russian hacking into the presidential election. Trump fired back criticism through Twitter, saying Lewis was, quote, all talk and should focus on his Atlanta area district, which Trump said was in horrible shape. Lewis told the crowd to register as voters and to get ready to vote in the next election like they've never done before.
I come here to say to you, don't let anybody turn you around. Never give up. Never lose hope.
Lewis headed towards the streets to be among the ones leading the crowd. Among the demonstrators was Jimmy Camanjo of Lawrenceville, who held his 3.5-year-old daughter on his shoulders. He says he's marching for women's rights, but also for the rights of immigrants. He immigrated to the U.S. from Kenya.
And, you know, we want him to know that, that we are here and we are going to hold him accountable to his actions. Hopefully he'll be willing to listen to what the people have the will for.
Rita Winings of Atlanta says she almost didn't come because of the rain, but decided to anyway. The last time she marched, she says, was in the 60s against the Vietnam War. She says she was concerned about today's political climate.
I have three little granddaughters, and I want the world to be a nicer place for them than it has been for me.
Her friend Larry Wood of Atlanta says he's worried about wages for the middle class, healthcare, and gay rights.
My husband and I were married about a year and a half ago, and I don't want that overturned.
He says he also disagrees with Trump's characterization of the country. In his inaugural address, Trump vowed to end what he called, quote, American carnage.
There's no carnage. It's a beautiful place.
The protesters chanted with some linking arms. The crowd stretched for more than a mile long as they marched to the state capitol. At the end of the afternoon, Atlanta police estimated more than 60,000 people filled the streets in downtown Atlanta, the most of any other march in recent years. LEU WABE News.